you just won't be able to vote on anything. Call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. Record show there's a quorum present, and I'd like to take a few minutes. We have meeting minutes presented for two meetings that occurred on the same date, 10 a.m. We joined with budget at 4 p.m. Standing alone, and we can take a few minutes just to review those. Have a motion by Mr. Burrows.
Second.
And a second by Legislator Myers.
Going to the Met game, Morty?
I am.
You and about 500 people?
Yeah, I know. But I thought there was a kid who played with my kid. My Pedro was playing for the base with the Pirates. So, now, see, how did you minutes reflect this RFP process? Let's see. Is this when we vote on that committee, that resolution for September 7th? So do we vote that resolution out or not?
I don't think we...
We didn't take it up? It doesn't say that.
No, it was already out.
I think
before.
We had done it already.
It was already out before. Huh? All right.
Is John on this? Testa on this?
This committee?
No.
Oh,
okay.
All right, we have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Minutes then stand approved as they read before us. We have an item for discussions, communication from Bill Burton and Legislator John Testa, sewer modification request from the town of Portland, right? Okay, it's they had a parcel of property. We would be voting on this to refer the item to the county executive, in the process of handling this request. And at the time, it'll come back to us if there's need for additional information, explanation from the department. We ordinarily take it at that point. So I would entertain a motion to refer this item to the county executive's office to begin processing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, the item is referred to county executive. At the board meeting,
Yeshiva or Hamir, they want to be part of the district. I guess if they join the district, though, they
they want to hook up.
Everybody pays sewer taxes. Now, that's the sewer taxes. Say they pay except, but no, the sewer tax is the one tax. Even the religious institutions, they all pay it. So yeah. So,
right.
I mean, they want in so they can hook up their pipes, but they'll also be taxed.
Right. Okay.
I've never heard of this. This was a dude ranch.
Oh, yeah.
From 1930 to 85.
That's where a big tan-colored horse by the name of Jumbo ran me through the woods.
Oh, no.
Nearly lost my head. I was lucky. I didn't have to duck quick.
You have dreams of Jumbo, huh?
Jumbo.
Dreams of Jumbo.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you can handle them. Yeah, sure I could.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, yeah, that's part of it.
Cool.
All right. The night of the board meeting on September 7th, the board passed the resolution. I have to let me present to the members a copy of the resolution that was passed. Yes and no. It was passed, and Susan, let me give you a copy for our record. If I can refer you to the last paragraph, there's a couple of amendments there to the language, the new language underscored. The language in brackets is to be removed. What was prepared for us that night to take up referenced the meeting incorrectly and the date incorrectly. And anyway, it should be correct, so We're just going to have to make just some more copies.
So we could do this back on the 4th, September 20th?
Yeah, on the 20th, we'll put through these corrections. Okay. But the substance of the resolution, obviously is there. So we'll make those corrections and move on. Pursuant to the resolution that we passed that night, this committee, along with the Budget and Appropriations Committee, have been instructed by the board to provide input and recommendations to the administration on the Playland Park RFP for their pre-proposal meeting on October 13th. And it's an exercise that at some point we're going to have to meet with Budget and Appropriations to take up. But because we are assigned oversight responsibilities with respect to parks substantively, as opposed to budget's concern with parks, the fiscal issues related to parks and playland. I figured we can get a somewhat of a start here today. What I'm going to give to you is a sheet that can form the basis for discussion this afternoon, and at least we can get out of the gate. I just realized that.
Alfreda's away for a couple of weeks.
I thought you're dealing someone in.
Susan, and here's. We obviously are going to. We're going to pretty much frame what this. Beyond just input and recommendations, the board didn't talk with any great specificity as to what it was looking for. That's pretty much will be in our hands and budgets. But there is a RFP out there. We have read it. We basically know what the administration is asking for. We know that there is a pre-planning meeting that they will hold on October 13th. Pre-proposal meeting, rather. I'm even reading the wrong language. Pre-proposal meeting. And at that time, it is the intent of the board to have input and recommendations to the administration available for those who attend the meeting who are contemplating responding to the RFP, submitting one of the solicited proposals. I guess at this point, we should probably start talking about what it is that we think we want to release from this committee. It could be a lot, it could be a little. It's really up to us.
Do we know what time that pre-proposal meeting is?
I think this... it doesn't give a time.
No.
Just identifies the date.
Mr. Chairman, you've done a good job sort of laying out a couple of ideas, but the concern I have, which is why I support it, is that unless we craft this just the right way,
okay.
And I know you just put this out like bullet points, but if I'm just going to respond to the RFP and I saw some words of this effect,
right.
I might say, okay, well, good. That means at least the ice casino, maybe I can tear that down. The board hasn't spoken to that. My point is, when we finally put something together,
right.
See, we have to say, all right, we have these, but don't read in
boardwalk,
don't read in the absence. We're adding a couple things, mm-hmm. but it doesn't exclude anything else. Because once you start listening right away, oh, what didn't you cover? The amusement park. We need to spend some time because, the amusement park. Well, a park can have 8 rides or 28 rides. And if we decide, we want the amusement park to remain as is, an expanded Kiddyland. Stout used to say Kiddyland is the one thing that doesn't really make money. So
That does make money or
doesn't? Again, some people say he's wrong, but he was telling us, you want me to make money? I mean, I come to budget, you want me to make money? Well, then, you know, I got to get rid of Kitty Land, except it goes against public policy. It's a good, we want to have a Kitty Land, but it is a pity. You're right or wrong. It conflicted with
Harry. I thought that was the only one that made money. I didn't realize.
Well, it conflicted with sort of maximizing the square footage. My point is, again, once we're down this road, do we need to, you know, how deep do we get into it? Because just that amusement park, the same different children's museum, now if we say nothing, does that mean the whole bathhouse is open? Or if we are going to put something, Judy, I'll show you, if we want to put something like children's museum is in, well, now that's the whole, then the board will talk, you know, before the lease, we're going to have to sort of go on record.
What can be done with the dragon?
So I'm saying there's just a lot of things.
There's plenty. Plus, yeah.
Can we do anything with the dragon coaster? I mean, I thought that was an historic.
It is.
Well, something I use research, if it's the historic landmark, you can't tear down.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so
that stays up whether it's being used or not. I don't understand.
As a museum piece.
It could be a museum piece.
The dangers of landmarking, it's there. You can't, unless you get the landmark off, even sit there empty.
That's right. I think that's one of the first things we need to do, and that was what I was just writing down, is basically what we need to find out what is possible with regards to what's out there. And exactly what you're talking about. What can you do with landmark?
Well, I mean, it's not landmarks you can't touch.
Historical designations.
I mean, there's two
different things. There's national historic.
You can fix. You have to fix, but you have to fix historic.
Right.
I think I'm right.
We probably need to get somebody in.
We couldn't tear that down.
Landmark, you can't tear it down.
We need to also know, Marty.
Landmark something is because it's going to be there forever. You're going to preserve it.
But sometimes you can make it different. You can do something interior as long as you leave your exterior facade.
Well, if it's a building, possibly.
Well, see, that's what we need to. I don't know who we get all that from. There used to be a guy I used to always deal with down in DPW, but he left. Who knew all about historic stuff.
That's why I have an old vaudeville theater. I don't want a landmark. I may want to tear it down someday. So
Pelham Picture House?
No, Portchester. That's like a local property owner.
Yeah.
You don't want a landmark because you touch your hands.
There's another angle to this is also what is possible with regards to, because it's fairly open in the RFP. I think it says, you know, we need state legislative approval for things.
Yeah.
But
no, you're right, Julie. It's
we need to
totally
know
open,
exactly
so
how that works,
so
too.
So if we, you know, I would have liked to have some input a different way.
Like the bathhouse now. Has only been dedicated.
I know, but that but there are
for the purposes that. Of a children's.
But they'll say, go back to the state. Someone comes up with a great idea.
Well, that's what we need to know.
State.
We need to know what's the kind of work that has to go on to get it approved by the state legislature.
You have to go to the state legislature. So the point is, whether are we going to say, again, we speak as a board. We don't have to wait. We can just wait till it comes to the board 9 months from now. We're into this month. So the point is, if we want to say to these applicants, save your time and money, we want a children's museum. So when it eventually gets here, that's it. So don't propose tearing it down or putting in a bank. Don't waste your time. That's the purpose of this exercise. If we want to send a message at this pre-proposal meeting, before we get these ideas, understand there's six things the board has already decided. And if we decide the children's museum is one of them, then stick that in. But if we don't have it down, then we might still turn it down later on. But someone could say, geez, they didn't put that out. So I guess if we propose a big catering hall, it's, we have to go to the state. We got to do a million things. But the board didn't take it off the table.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing I think I would love to add to this bullet list is we look at the Playland budget very differently. And I don't know the history behind it. Something tells me it was in the O'Rourke administration. We changed it. So that in the Playland budget, we actually include our debt service.
This is for the RFP.
I know, but what it comes down to is that we're looking, through this RFP, we're looking for sort of the holy grail. How do we make it more profitable? But we have to remember that we're looking at its unprofitability in a very different way than we're looking at all of the other parks.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with you.
So I would like to add to this as a bullet point, can we get an understanding of why we have looked at Playland differently?
If you're an outsider answering an RFP, why, you don't even care. What's to you?
I think we as a board of legislators need to know that.
We need to know that.
Why I'm asking.
But this is for an RFP process. I agree with you. We're spending $802,000 on county police there. That's $800,000 against the Playland budget.
I know.
So those are all good points.
But I don't understand then what Bill's asking for. I guess I don't understand. Well, we're making a laundry list.
No, this is for the RFP process. When people coming to answer the RFP, they're going to come to this pre-proposal meeting to ask the county executive.
Non-government people will come in, developers, and they're going to take this, understand and get a presentation, and walk out and say, man, it's really a blank sheet of paper.
We can do whatever we want.
Let's go brainstorm. Let's do whatever we want. There's now one additional step that the legislature wants to see in the process.
Oh, by the way, it stays County Parkland.
Another station that they have to pass by. And that station is the information they get from the county board. Set in this context, hey, listen, we haven't fully developed our thinking yet as a legislature on what we want to see. But we have some ideas, and we even have some things that we can tell you right now that we're going to insist on down the road.
Children's Museum.
Here are our top six. And it could expand to 18, and understand some of the six may be modified. But right now, this is where our thinking is. And by the way, when you walk out the door thinking you can present a proposal that talks to this, this, and this, and the alienation of parkland is a necessary ingredient of all this, understand that we're going to tell you right out of the box, no, Playland Park is to remain county parkland. So that's one set of proposals that now are out the window in the developer's mind. So
you're looking for this committee and then eventually the entire Board of Legislators to approve sort of a guideline that will also be presented at the county executive's.
Well, what we're looking to do is comply with this final paragraph.
In some ways, it's fair to the developer.
Right. Don't spend time.
Rather than spending thousands and thousands of dollars to develop, the board's going to preset their mind.
Why did you say the amusement park is to remain part? These are just your ideas?
Oh, no. This is to get the discussion going.
Okay. I would not agree.
Right. A good point. There's the whole budget issues, but it's not. We need to know that.
I see.
I want to take the $3 charge off that, but that's...
Well, I would like to say, then, that the Children's Museum will remain a part of this, yes, no matter what you do, but that the amusement park does not necessarily have to remain part of the physical organization.
Okay. This is the
because
kind
if you
of
sort device. Of say that it does...
But you have to keep the Dragon Coaster because it's historic.
But it could be a museum. It could be just sit there.
What kind of museum is that? What kind of museum is that?
Climate. I don't know.
What did it cost $1 million to paint? Remember, that's all that Rob got in trouble years ago. Just every 10 to 8 years, you got to paint the thing.
Didn't we just put like 500 and something thousand a light because you wanted there to?
Well, and we just repaired. I mean, it's the only
wood. If we had the thing for 30 years.
and clearly, I think we're going to end up with... perhaps a number of items where we have consensus. There'll be additional items that can only get on the list. It's almost like the state package, if you don't remember that process. There's some items where you get the consensus of the board. There's other items where you can only get 10, 12 people. So that's another thing that the parks and the budget committee have to decide. The input and recommendations that we make, is this a majority view of the committees, or does it just include the those items where we were able to arrive at 17-0 consensus?
You know, this isn't going to happen.
And of course, you know, that's not going to happen. So we have to do our best work, the two committees, which probably is a good majority of the board, to try to come up with a list that, as Gordon says, in full fairness to developers, a list that pretty much telegraphs to them early what the board is likely to agree with and use and what the board is likely to reject.
Okay. I have another one.
Okay.
Public access to the Long Island Sound must remain.
Okay, that's a good one.
no gates.
So someone's thinking to charge admission price to the whole, right now it's just the park. You can go to the boardroom for free.
I'm picturing the Ritz-Carlton in there, frankly, because they're looking at Montauk. Why wouldn't they look at this site?
Yeah, well, under the
and in there. Under the way New York state law says, I think the only public access that has to remain is what's at high tide or something, or what's at low, some tidal thing.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Mr. Goldstein has his arm hand.
Oh, Honorable Larry.
Thank you. I believe that the access is in the RFP already.
There was some discussion on that.
Yeah, I believe that's in the RFP.
But I would hate to see it be, yeah, you can access the Long Island Sound by staying at the Ritz-Carlton.
No, I mean public, unlimited, as I recall it.
I will have to look. Okay.
Yeah.
You get a view from the tiki bar only.
Free drink.
Yeah, let me just review the restrictions once again. The only restrictions will be placed on the proposal are the following. The Reed Natural Wildlife Park and Sanctuary, except for Playland Lake, is not included in the development proposal.
Oh, then I'd like to add Playland Lake.
Okay.
Because it protects
the public,
all those
must be guaranteed free access to that area. Public access to the boardwalk and beach must be maintained.
Oh, okay.
And the area known as Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar are excluded.
Right, because they've got the longer
county will not accept places. Proposals for residential uses.
So it's public access to beach and boardwalk. Though there's plenty in Rye right now who say their public access to the boardwalk has now been minimized because of the tiki bar, because of all their tables, and there's an area that says restaurant patrons only, and the beer things are out in the back, and the ice that's melting going into the Long Island Sound. And back.
Well, that's good, that one. It's good
they have some more ice.
Yeah. Ice water is clean. That's not
all my tiki bars. I've been there.
It's just gross how it dribbles down.
Mr. Chairman, the clock is running in the ballgame.
You've got plenty of time. There won't be any traffic.
So I would add the thing about Playland Lake because it's very residential. The whole other side of it is a real residential.
Okay.
I've got 18 of those already.
I do too.
Okay.
The land around the lake is excluded. It is only the water that may be developed. In other words, in essence, like if you read it, it says that the land around the lake cannot be developed. That's what Chairman Ryan read.
Mm-hmm.
It is only the water. So like you can have that little boat ride.
Oh.
It's the lake, not the shore.
I see. But could you drain it?
Interesting question. That
because if you drain it, you're going to really screw up the people who live on Kirby Lane.
You've got near extinct muskot fish there, so you won't be able to do that.
Let's hope.
Gordon's favorite.
But it's, you may then choose to, if you wish, phrase it that the lake must be maintained, albeit it can be used for certain concessions.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, can I put one thing on the table before the...
No.
My wife was involved in a charity event at Playland yesterday. It wasn't one of hers, but she was helping out a friend. There's a whole catering operation at Playland, which I never really understood, but it's a whole separate thing.
Yeah, in the back.
To go to your budget issue. And I don't know the answers. You know, they had to guarantee so many people. It's a whole catering division.
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware of that, so I'd be just curious, as we move forward.
Yeah, that's how they feed all these groups.
Does that make money, lose money? There's all the catering
depends on whether you put the debt service in.
And they were very nice, you know, took good care of me. Oh, my point is, but at the end of the day, the person running the charity is very, very good at these things. She says, what do you do with the food that's left over? Because not as many people. Well, they throw it out. Well, she called a cottage school in Pleasantville, and before, you know, within an hour, all the food that they're about to throw out, she had on the way
to
cottage school. So raise the question. I didn't realize we had a catering division to play with. I mean, I wasn't go who's running this.
Haven't you ever gone to those?
Well, I'm going to those things in, but I don't know if they outsource that. But there's a whole price. Is that you know, we talk about losing money. There's the catering. What's the budgeting?
I thought that
the
was
catering.
I thought that was outsourced by contract.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was outsourced.
It does.
So, well, so what if it's in-house or outsourced?
No, there's nothing. I mean, there's no in-house. It's
well, so some other venture. So they're making money. So they're, again, Playland, I mean...
They don't have, like, a Playland kitchen where they're developing.
So the question is, the catering outfit, I guess, is making money. Everyone's making money except the county. But what, you know, what that deal is. But they're throwing the food away, apparently, as a general policy. We may want to get, as a general policy, look into, well, you know, here the county were involved with Playland, all this food's being thrown out. When there's one child... She got the food over to the cottage.
It's hard. I mean, I've had dealings with that. It's difficult sometimes to get rid of the food.
Especially difficult for government workers, of course. But if we need it, there's a lot of food over the course of this.
But yeah,
the summer.
You know what's very interesting? When you look at what is the formula? When you look at what is the formula that brings this place in the black, it's conceivable that if you look at Playland, all of the rides, attraction, food, all of it under contract.
So where are we losing money?
Right. All of it under contract. You would think that we could structure contracts in a way where we're receiving revenue from the concessionaires. It's then in their hands. They abide by certain general rules and regulations that are applicable to everyone. But it's up to them to either finish up in the black or the red. But their revenue to us, when once that's determined, should, for us as the owner, should exceed any expenses we have to lay out to keep the place going. Enter Judy's point. Enter Judy's point. Now we look at IT chargebacks,
county police
chargebacks, county transportation,
debt service
on capital work. So the thing is, I think there's some interesting things.
Oh, I think if you took those things out, you could make money.
It's crazy.
But it's the only part that does make money.
$800,000 for the police. Well, you put that onto any operation. Well,
you don't think there's police at Glen Island?
It's just going to increase the debt even more.
Do you don't think there's police in your neighborhood?
Sure,
I mean, of course there are. What are your parks? Tibbets and those.
Spring.
That's a big number.
Of course it is.
On a positive note, Susan...
You know, unless you're going to put a turnstile in front of every single county park.
We are now going to receive the financial information.
Guaranteed.
You know, you got to put money in before you can walk into the park.
Last week, as you remember, this important financial information that we needed in detail on both sides of the budget was not forthcoming, and we've been able to make some inroads with the administration with the help of Mr. Oros and some others. That information is now... going to be given to us, so we probably will have it as early as our next meeting, which is good.
When is the next meeting?
We're on tap for
next Friday, next Monday.
Next Monday.
Next Monday again.
We have, incidentally, 10 items with the budget committee.
12
now.
So we have budget committees or one.
We'll have
you're
that
really earning morning. Your bucks.
And we'll be back to, we may have, I think we have CSEA coming in next week. Part of our meeting will be dedicated to the annual update that we get from labor, and at our next meeting, CSEA will...
So what time are the meetings? 10 and 4?
10 and 4.
And PCORA's coming in at 4?
Yeah. All right, so what I'd like you to do is, let's continue to think along these lines. We've got, we have a little bit more of a picture now to work with. And if we do that, we can continue to, flesh this out in a way where we can sit down with the budget committee, and if they have something that they would like to add or in some way modify this, we'll be in a position to at least have a proposed sheet of input or recommendations that we can offer to comply with the board's resolution. All right, I don't have anything further for us this afternoon.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to second. All in favor? Opposed?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. This meeting is now adjourned.
All right. Anybody
Monday,
going to what's the Judge Duffy's fundraiser? Judge Duffy fundraiser?
Is that today?
Yeah. Lake Isle?
No.
Okay.
She's what?
She's a Democrat.
Mount Vernon, right?
Is our October 4th meeting
right
in the
now?
Morning?
She's been doing Mount Vernon Yonkers. Is
yeah.
Really where she's
okay.
Yeah. Is our October 4th meeting in the morning?
Who is it?
I don't know. I have it written down as
you
it
think
is.
It is?
But I think it's not.
Okay.
I gotta go. I'll look online.
There you are.